FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're talking about your eyesight this morning. Bob Simon is with us from McCabe Vision Center. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bar. How are you today?
Doing great. Good to have you with us on this beautiful sunny day.
Yes, very nice indeed.
So, is this a recorded program? Now, we know it's wet outside. One of those rainy days. Rainy days and Mondays. It seems like that'd be a good song.
Yeah, perhaps. We should start that. Maybe get a hit out of that for sure.
Absolutely. Bob, tell us a little about yourself. I know you have been at McCabe Vision Center for many years, but there may be some people who haven't met you yet.
Well, that's a good question. I have been practicing for 29 years in the Middle Tennessee area, and I've spent the last 6 years at McCabe Vision Center with Dr. Craig McCabe. There's a little difference in specialty between us. Dr. McCabe is a surgeon, is an ophthalmologist, and he does surgery. And, of course, we do cataract surgery and, you know, those kind of lens implants, and he does work on diabetic retinopathy and things like that. My specialty is what's called therapeutic optometry. I do everything except pick up a scalpel, but I do routine eye care, and I also treat glaucoma, work with children, and just general eye care, contact lenses, and things like that.
When you think about cataracts and things of that sort, that world has changed. I mean, from people having problems seeing to suddenly not having to wear glasses any longer. Are the other areas of treating eye problems changing that quickly?
Well, that's a good question, and recently I just came back from the American Academy of Optometry meeting in Phoenix. I'm a fellow of the American Academy, and there's only about 10% of the eye doctors in this country. And we had a really extensive meeting, and one of the things we talked about, of course, was the new advances in the cataract surgery. There's implants now that we can take the disease lens out of someone's eye where they can't see well, and put a new implant in there and have them be able to see not only the distance, but also distance and close. And of course, that makes a huge difference to somebody that has worn glasses their entire life, being able to see far and near without glasses on. That's just one area. There's also work in retina that's been going on, and some, we do some treatments for macular degeneration, wet macular degeneration, and diabetic retinopathy at our office. We do injections with what's called Lucentis and Avastin, which are two of the drugs we use for neovascular membranes in the retina. And there's some new drugs that are coming online that should augment those therapies so that they are much better than they have been in the past.
It's amazing how technology and treatment have changed over the years. I mean, we have people who call in on this program regularly and tell about suddenly having perfect eyesight and having colors, seeing colors that they haven't seen in years.
Yeah, that's a common thing that people say. One of the reasons that is because as the lens in the eye, the natural lens inside the eye becomes thicker and diseased over time, it actually becomes dark brown or gray in color. And when that does, it diminishes the colors that people see quite dramatically. And we often have people come in and they say that they have painted their house. And when they come in and have cataract surgery, and they say afterwards that they didn't realize that the colors were that dramatic. And that's a common thing that people tell us after having cataract surgery.
And I have had both of my eyes had the cataract surgery with the lens implant. And at first, it was strictly my left eye. And I was noticing how it was changing pretty quickly. I mean, within a few months, it was going from where Dr. McCabe said, well, I see a little cataract, but you're probably going to have to wait, you know, maybe another year or so before it's really a problem. Well, it started, I guess, changing quickly. And within 2 or 3 months, I was seeing brownish. And then suddenly, I couldn't even read the signs on the side of a trailer truck. And those are usually pretty good-sized signs. Now, thank goodness I still had my right eye. But, you know, it's one of those things. And I ran into Dr. McCabe, and I told him what was happening. And he said, you know, you don't have to wait until your next appointment a year later. Mm-hmm. I was pulling one of the guy-type things, and thinking it would go away.
Right. And that's commonplace. And, you know, when people come in for routine eye examinations, oftentimes we'll do what's called a BAT test. BAT has nothing to do with baseball or a flying animal, but it stands for Brightness Acuity Tester. And what we use is we use this instrument to determine how much the cataract is affecting your daily life. And when it affects your daily life to where it becomes cumbersome or hard for you to do certain things, then we need to proceed with cataract surgery. You don't have to wait until you can't see anymore. You know, this testing that we do is pretty sophisticated, and it tells us quite a bit, and we can make a huge difference in somebody's life when that happens.
And by the way, I do see colors very well. I didn't realize I didn't see them that well before, but the great thing is I'm one of those people who was able to get rid of my glasses, and that gives you freedom that you you just can't put into words.
Oh, that's, you know, we have people that tell us that that's the best thing since sliced bread. They just can't believe they've been suffering with poor vision their entire life, far, and then eventually up close, which all of us reach over 40. And then they have this cataract implant surgery where they can see far and near afterwards, and they take their glasses, and they don't need them anymore. They donate them to the Lions Club, and it really makes a huge difference in their life. They're just so much more freedom. You know, it's like being 25.
Well, now, I understand that sometimes that there's an age that if you're needing something done to your eyes, there's an age that no longer the laser surgery is not the best route for you. What is that? And tell us why that is.
Well, that's a good question, and I often get that question. Laser surgery, or better known as LASIK surgery, is best for people that have trouble seeing far away or nearsighted people. And that surgery is actually very efficient at what it does, and those people see quite well afterwards. The problem is if you have any cataract, and that usually starts around age 50, the cataract will continue to grow and get larger as time goes on and change color, as you said, becomes more gray or brown and starts to affect your vision. If you have laser surgery for your distance vision, it doesn't affect the cataract, which is inside your eye. LASIK is done on the outside, or the clear dome of cornea, or the cornea of your eye. And the lens is actually inside your eye. And as that lens continues to change and change in color, then not only do you have diminished color vision, but you have diminished close vision too. And laser surgery is essentially throwing money in the toilet. You really don't need to do it at that point.
Now, if you have cataract surgery done, jumping back to cataract surgery,
yes,
because that seems to be the more prevalent course that people take.
Right.
Do cataracts grow back again?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's lots of studies have been done over the years, and about 20 to 25% of the people get what's called a posterior capsule opacification. Let me explain that. Basically, the lens of your eye, which is inside your eye, does the focusing, and whenever you look up close, is sort of like in a baggie. And when Dr. McCabe does surgery, he takes the front surface of the baggie off, he takes the contents out of the baggie, but he leaves the back surface of the baggie in. Now, when he does an implant, the implant goes in that baggie, and it's what keeps it in the eye. About 20-25% of the people have fogging of the posterior part, or the back of the baggie, as time goes on. And if that does happen, we can do an office procedure called a YAG capsulotomy. We take that off. It takes about 5 minutes to actually do that, and it makes it clear again. So there is no real cataract that comes back, but there's what's called after cataract opacification of the bag, and that's what sometimes is called a secondary cataract, or, you know, those kind of things people say.
Is there an average time, if that's going to happen, is there an average time that would be?
Well, you know, we usually start to see it after the eye completely heals. What happens is it'll take place sometimes between, you know, 4 months and a year. You'll start to see some clouding or hazing of the posterior capsule, and it continues to get worse. And when it starts to affect your vision and it's not clear anymore, then we do this surgery actually in the office with a laser. It's called, like I said, the YAG capsulotomy. It takes really about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and it's completely painless, and it clears it right up immediately.
And that's what's amazing, how these operations are painless. And I'm one of those people who has difficulty putting in eye drops. So, I mean, I'm not a good, I was never a good prospect for contact lenses. So it was... It was a challenge going in to Middle Tennessee Medical Center for Dr. McCabe to perform the surgery to put these lenses in. But it was exactly like he said. It doesn't hurt. In fact, he's sitting there talking to you, and you don't feel a thing.
Yeah, that happens a lot. With a lot of cataract surgeries are done before the patient even realizes it's done. Oftentimes they'll say, are you ready to start yet? And he'll say, well, I'm done.
It's fast. It really
takes
about
15 minutes.
And it's amazing how quickly, I mean, right then and there, you're seeing things you couldn't see. And then each day it gets even better.
Yeah, the eye is really a fast healing organ in itself. And usually people have a healing process that takes, I'd say 3 weeks to a month. But there is a dramatic increase in vision right away, and it continues to get better as time goes on.
Well, obviously, that is not for everybody. Let's look at some of the normal ways to do things. The people wearing eyeglasses, they wear them from childhood all the way up through being a senior citizen. Have eyeglasses changed in the decades?
Well, yeah, they have. There's some newer designs that are called digital designs. And what that means is they are able to finely tune the manufacturing process, where they can eliminate a lot of the waves and things that people saw with glasses for years. Now, these new lenses are a little bit more expensive, but you know what? That's usually the way it is. If you go to buy tires in the tire store, the more expensive tires are usually a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that's true with these digital lenses. And we have two opticians at our office, Casey and Alan, and they're very good at measuring for glasses and making sure they're fitting properly on your eye. But they measure, take really, really kind of precise measurements to determine exactly where your eye is in the frame. And when they manufacture these digital lenses, that makes a big difference. What's nice about these digital lenses is, of course, progressive lenses have been around a long time. But with a digital lens, you get a little wider a transition zone between the far and the near. So if you're working on a computer or you do stuff at arm's length, you don't have to move your head as much, and that really makes a big difference for people.
Okay, so they are just a sort of a blend of near and far, just like the progressive lenses
right.
are.
Think about it like this. If you're looking far away, you're looking straight out. If you look at a computer, you move your eyes down a little bit. And if you're going to read, you move your eyes down even farther. Well, as you move your eyes down through the lens, the power gets increasingly stronger, so you can see up close, in between, and far away. That means that you can see the dashboard of the car, the prices in the grocery store, and things like that without having to put yourself in contortional shapes.
Now, we've had lenses that have changed in color for many, many years.
Yes.
But have they progressed even more? It seems like I've heard somebody talking about
that. Well, yeah, actually we have. Those lenses that change are called transition lenses, and they have really changed a lot over the last few years. In fact, now they're even better than they used to be. They get darker faster and things like that. The problem with the transition lens that people don't understand, if there is a problem, is that they do change rapidly when you go outside, and they can make the appearance of having sunglasses, and that really helps a lot. But when you're driving a car, they don't change because the windshield of the car blocks the ultraviolet radiation that makes them change color. So if you have a sunroof or you have a convertible or something like that, they will change color. But if you mm-hmm. don't, unless you have the window down, they will not change.
So you mean just having the window down that much?
Yes, enough radiation. So I tell my patients when they come in to see me that if they want transition lenses, and they're very good lenses, I have a pair myself and I love them, they have to understand that there are pros and cons to all of it. They do change, they are lighter, they do look better. and they really help when you go outside, but they won't change in the car unless you have, you know, an opening of some kind to the outside.
Okay. I noticed that every time you go into McKay Vision Center for a checkup, for your annual checkup, say, that you do the regular exam and then you do the dilated exam. And this is one of the few places that I've heard of that, or at least here in this area, that does the dilated exam on a regular basis. Is there a reason for that?
Well, dilated examination is the standard of care. And Dr. McCabe and myself both feel like we should practice at the utmost level for the patient's benefit. So standard of care is to have a dilated fundus examination. There are some places where you can go and have a picture taken of your eye and not be dilated. That is not standard of care. A dilation is standard of care. That's why we do that.
Our phone number is 893-1450, and we've reached the segment of the program where we'll open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions about eye problems, Dr. Bob Simon is with us this morning. 893-1450 from McCabe Vision Center. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and opening up the phone lines. 893-1450. And if you are experiencing anything unusual, if you've had, some flashes of light or pain or anything of that sort, or anything more serious, let us know. Don't wait and hope it's going to change. We have Dr. Bob Simon here to help you this morning.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Ford of Murfreesboro presents Go Further with Ford Night on Thursday, November 15th, a free fundraising event that will benefit the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, engaging consumers in the final random acts of fusion, the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion, that is. While at Ford of Murfreesboro, consumers will have an opportunity to test their judging skills with American Idol and compete to win a unique VIP experience during the show's 12th season. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning once again. We've got one accident in the clearing stages, non-injury, at Blaze Avenue at Brinkley Road, causing some problems for us there in Murfreesboro. Also, we still have a bit of congestion. Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Cason Lane, I-24 at 96. Still busy also, Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial. Come in for a value-priced haircut in one of nine different Middle Tennessee locations of Heads of Hair Salon. Call today for your next appointment or go online to headsofhaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll see showers likely here for this afternoon, with temperatures falling into the mid-40s by late afternoon. Southwest winds around 5 to 15, with some wind gusts as high as 25. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki.
Right now, 54.
This is Freedom Wiggin at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Talk Radio WGNS, putting the power of your free speech into action on air and online at WGNSradio.com.
When driving, trying to clear my head. I try to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left.
Welcome back. We're talking about your eyesight this morning, 893-1450. This is the day we celebrate Veterans Day. If you're a veteran, we thank you for your service to freedom. And there's a special program on the Murfreesboro Square at 11 o'clock this morning. I have a feeling it's going to be inside the courthouse. It originally is planned for outside the courthouse, but I just go out on a limb. I think it'll be inside. Wherever it'll be, we will be broadcasting that live. I hope it'll be inside then. That's going to be me up there. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Good morning. Am I live?
You are. You're on the air.
I'll try to be careful what I say then.
Okay.
Hey, I got a question for the doc. I couldn't exactly remember his name. My name is Jason, but I got a question for him, please.
Okay.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ready? Okay.
Okay.
About 2006, I think it was, I had three surgeries on my right eye down in Nashville, and it went bad. It was a cataract surgery, and you know, I'll just go forward real quick, and I can always back up. As a result, I see waves in my right eye. There is no straight line, and I just wonder, can that part be took care of? And also, an additional, they put an oversized lens in the they took out my biological lens and to put an oversized lens in there. Are you kind of familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. All right, so let's start at the beginning. You had surgery, obviously, for a cataract that you had in your eye.
Correct, yes.
Did you have any other eye, too, or just one?
Only one.
Okay, was it traumatic?
Fortunately, only one so far.
Was it a traumatic cataract? Had you been injured in that eye or something like
no,
that?
No, okay.
So, you know, of course, we weren't there, but I'll tell you what I know based on what you've told me. First of all, obviously, you had cataract surgery, and sometimes during cataract surgery, things happen, and it doesn't go as planned. And it happens to everybody. The good surgeons have a small percentage. The bad surgeons have a larger percentage, just like anything else. So what happens is they usually do what's called a posterior capsule implant, which is in the bag like we talked about earlier. I don't know if you were listening on that. What happens is if that bag breaks, then the fluid that's in the back of your eye has a tendency to come forward. And when that does, of course, that's not what we want, and it's not what you want. So the surgeon has to do what's called a vitrectomy, and that's where he takes part of the gel that's in the back of your eye out, and he puts an implant in there that's a little bit larger, as you said, and sometimes it goes in what's called the anterior chamber. In other words, someone else can see if they look closely at your eye.
Yes.
Is that what they did?
I'm not sure if that's what they did.
No. Okay, that's probably what they did.
But I do know that they had the replacement to put the artificial lens in.
Right.
And something went bad in the surgery, and then they had to so-called send off to China while I was still asleep to make a larger lens.
Right.
And so they put that in. And so what I'm wondering is I see crooked lines, and the vision just kind of poor, very poor.
Well, what happened is you probably had some traction on, you had what's called vitreomacular traction. In other words, the vitreous, which is the gel we were talking about in the back of your eye, is tightly attached to the macula, and when that stuff comes forward, it pulls it, just like if you had a bedspread, you pulled on the little wrinkles in it.
Right.
And so what happens is, that's very difficult to straighten out. Now, I'm sure that you have seen a retinologist for this, have you not?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of doctors, yeah.
Okay. Well, what happens is a retinologist, if there's a way to straighten it out, can do that, but sometimes they can't, and unfortunately it does happen. But usually if they can straighten out, it's called an epiretinal membrane, and they actually do what's called a membrane peel, and they peel off the top layer, and that really makes a big difference. Have they done that to you?
No.
Okay, well, that may be something that they can pursue. It's not really a cataract thing, but it's a retinal thing, so you need to see a retinologist or a specialist in retina.
If I came to see you, can y'all do that?
Well, we can send you to see somebody. We don't do retinal work in our office. We do cataract surgery. We do what's called anterior segment. We do very little retinal stuff. But well, certainly we can make sure that you go to see somebody that is qualified and has got a good reputation to see if there's something they can do to help you.
Okay, well, real quick, maybe if we can, the same sure. line, the second question, please.
Sure.
If your cataract goes bad, you know, I said the replacement, this artificial replacement for my lens, if it goes bad, it seemed like it's kind of like you change your glasses every 2 or 3 years. It seemed like I cannot see as good in it now as I did, you know, some short time after the surgery. If your artificial lens that you put in there to replace the damage, the cataract, if it goes bad, can you do surgery again and put a new one in,
yes.
like a new pair of glasses?
Yes. Sometimes they do what's called explantation, where they take the lens out and put another one in. That's a more involved surgery. It's not usually done unless there's a serious complication. What has happened is your retina, because your retina has been pulled or it's got an epiretinal membrane or both, it's distorted your vision, and so your vision has gotten worse because of that.
Yeah. Okay, I won't take up any more time, but thank you very
much. Appreciate
it. Very helpful.
Right. Good luck to you on that. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Bob Simon. How are you today?
Oh, just fine. I had Dr. McKay go in and put two new lenses in about a year and a half ago, and I believe that he said I'd have to come back in a period of time to get scar tissue removed. How long do you normally have to wait before you do that?
Well, that's a good question. Let me reiterate what I said earlier. Basically, most cataract surgery is done what's called in-the-bag surgery. Were you listening when we talked about that earlier?
Okay, I had the radio off.
Okay.
I've been on
hold. All right. Well, what happens is they do what's called in-the-bag surgery. It looks like a baggie. They take the front part off. They take the center part out. And they leave the back part in there. And they put the implant in that bag, and it holds it in place. Now, like I said, I was telling Bart earlier, about 20 to 25% of people have what's called a posterior capsule opacification, where the back part of that baggie becomes cloudy over time.
Right.
And so your vision starts to change a little bit, and it's not quite as sharp as it used to be. And if you come in the office, we can do a test on you to determine if that is the cause. And if that is the cause, it takes us about 5 minutes for us to fix that.
Okay. Yeah, the problem I got, everything looks real bright.
Yeah.
I just about have to wear sunglasses. I can see good. It's just everything's bright. And he did mention something about having to come back and take scar tissue off. What's the normal period of time?
That's what he was talking about, the posterior capsule pacification. We usually do those on Wednesdays, but you have to come in, obviously, for an evaluation before that. When you do come in, we'll be glad to take a look at you and schedule you to have that done. Dr. McCabe has a laser. He does that in the office. It really only takes about 5 minutes to have that done.
So a year and a half, I should be, if they're going to do it, it probably
right.
needs done. I need to get in there, you know, make an appointment, get in there and let him look at it.
Right. What's going to happen is over a period of time, it's going to just continue to get worse. But we can fix that. Once we fix that, it doesn't recur.
Yeah, that's what he said, once they take that off. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
And that opens the line for your question, 893-1450. The Eye Doctor is in. Bob Simon is with us from McCabe Vision Center, 893-1450. Does everyone who has that surgery have the problem he's talking about?
No, it's a small percentage of people. About 20, well, it depends on who you ask and what surgeon you're talking about. It runs between 20 and 25% on the national scale.
Okay. 893-1450. We're talking about your eyes. And Dr. Bob Simon is with us today. I know everybody's wondering, where is Craig McCabe?
That's a good question. I would say he's somewhere between Chicago and here in the air. But Dr. McCabe and I, like myself, try to keep current on all current therapies and regimens and surgeries. And I attended, like I said earlier, I attended my academy meeting in Phoenix, and he's at his academy meeting, which is in Chicago. So, you know, we try and stay very current on the newest trends and the newest education so that we can help our patients the best we can.
So, obviously, medicine changes dramatically. I mean, we talk about computers and technology changing. Medicine probably is as quick or maybe quicker.
Well, it does change rapidly. You know, there's lots of drugs that we use, and the pharmaceutical companies are involved in research and trying to determine better drugs and ways to solve problems, and the surgical techniques change from time to time. You can ask Dr. McCabe about those. He'll be more than happy to tell you about the surgical technique. But, you know, I've seen surgery for 20 years, or 20 plus years now, and I've seen it change dramatically. You know, it's much faster than it used to be. It's much safer for the patients. When I first started practicing, a lot of times when people had surgery afterwards, they just, you know, tell them to stay in bed, kind of sandbag their head, and not let, tell them to move for a week. Now we have people that have surgery and they go out to lunch afterwards.
It's amazing. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Bob Simon. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you. This is a beautiful rainy day, if we want to say see beauty in rain.
Absolutely.
My question has to do with, I've seen some people with, and who have, tinted lenses. They may have a smoky color or a greenish color. Could you comment to that, please?
Well, do you mean the lens looks like a sunglass, or do you mean that it's got a little color to it that you can see all the time?
It has a little color to it that you can see all the time.
Okay, I think you're referring to what's called an anti-reflective coating. What happens is if you take a camera lens from a highly, you know, expensive camera, highly sophisticated camera, and you look at it, and you hold that lens, it's got kind of a greenish, kind of purplish cast to it. Have you seen those before?
Okay.
Well, that's called an anti-reflective coating. What happens is that has to do with optics. As the light comes in from the outside and hits the front of the lens, whether it's in your eye or in a camera, part of it is reflected and part of it passes through. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the part that's reflected can damage the image or make it not as sharp.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And so what happens is when you have this coating that's put on your glasses, it eliminates that damaging reflectance and allows the sharper image to pass through, which causes less annoying images. That's very important for people that work on computers. People do a lot of time driving, especially driving at night. That'll make a huge difference in the way things look.
Right. Well, I just haven't had a chance to ask the person about it. And
okay.
You were on and I was listening.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
Thank you very much.
You
have a dry day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That'll be a good trick if we can figure that one out. 893-1450. We're talking about your eyes. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, maybe you have had the cataract surgery. Like to hear from you this morning. 893-1450. Bob Simon is our guest this morning from McCabe Vision Center. Dr. McCabe is in Chicago, coming back from Chicago, where he was at a conference learning more about the changes in ways to serve you better. 893-1450. We have one opening on our line. Dial quickly and you can get in. 893-1450. We will be back. Take some more calls. Stay with us.
Another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, because I've got a plan.
We're your local sports connection. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you to the games on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Right now at Ford of Murfreesboro, you can get a 2012 Ford Explorer with low financing rates. For well-qualified buyers, you can drive away in a new Explorer for 0.9% financing for 36 months. The new Ford Explorer is one of the top SUVs in its class. It's sleek, roomy, and efficient. Test drive your new Ford Explorer at Ford of Murfreesboro today at the corner of Broad and Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
We'll see showers likely here for this afternoon, with temperatures falling into the mid-40s by late afternoon. Southwest winds around 5 to 15, with some wind gusts as high as 25. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. Right now, 54.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11. Talk Radio WGNS.
A police officer in Smyrna was hurt this morning in a head-on collision. It happened around 6 o'clock this morning on Sam Ridley Parkway at Stonecrest Parkway. It was raining really hard at the time. Officer Gary Shoon is said to be in stable condition at Stonecrest Hospital. Chief Kevin Arnold says Officer Shoon was at a red light there at the corner of Sam Ridley and Stonecrest Parkway in his patrol car when he was hit head-on. Now, the other driver said it was raining so hard at the time he couldn't see that the light was red. The driver in the other vehicle received minor injuries in the crash. Again, to repeat, a police officer in Smyrna, Officer Gary Shoon, was hurt in a head-on collision this morning about 6 o'clock at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Stonecrest Parkway and was transported to Stonecrest Hospital very nearby, said to be in stable condition. WGNS will continue to follow the story. I'm Brian Barrett in the WGNS newsroom with this breaking news alert.
Thank you, Brian. WGNS keeping you informed 24 hours each and every day. Today is Veterans Day, the day we commemorate Veterans Day, at least. And we will be up on the Murfreesboro Square at 11 o'clock this morning. Assuming it is raining, the commemoration will be inside the courthouse. If it's not raining, it'll be outside. So come up and let's pay a tribute and say thank you to the people who have served and continue to serve our country. Let's go back to the phones now. Bob Simon is with us this morning from McCabe Vision Center. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Simon. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had surgery this past Thursday.
Oh, okay. Cataract surgery.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see right after the surgery. I mean, a whole lot better.
Wow. Was it painful or were you nervous?
No. No pain.
That's phenomenal.
But as soon as we got out of the office, I could read my instructions.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Because before, I couldn't read nothing without my glasses. And then it was, wasn't good.
So have you gotten rid of your glasses now?
Oh, yeah. I hadn't had them back on.
Okay. Do you miss them?
No. They hurt my nose all the time. I wore them so much. But, no, I can read my Bible, watch TV, see everything a whole lot better.
What made you realize something wasn't right?
My eyesight was like a gray film in front of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew pretty well, surely it was my cataracts causing it. But I'd been seeing like it for quite a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even see my husband's eyes.
Well, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. My daughter said, "Mama, that's scary." I couldn't,
Well, it sounds like you had a really good result. I'm glad to hear that. A lot of our patients will tell us that they have dramatic results and changes like that, and I'm glad it worked out well for you.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Did you see me after cataract surgery this
week?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Was I nice to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah, I seen you right after the surgery.
Well,
about
good.
3 or 4 hours after surgery.
Well, good.
Is fast, tell you. Well, what, did you just pop back into the office? Or?
Yeah, that was my appointment
after
surgery. So I showed up at 4:30, and I could see the traffic lights way, way off. I could tell when it changed.
That must have just felt a whole feeling of relief. I mean, freedom and everything. You suddenly could see again.
Yes. It makes a big difference.
If somebody was telling you they had cataract problems, what kind of advice would you give to them?
Oh, well, from my experience, I'd say do it, don't wait. Just go on and do it. It's not any pain to it at all, even after the surgery.
And how long has it been since you've had your surgery?
Thursday.
Oh, you're just out of it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
3 days.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That is great.
Yeah, it is.
Well, congratulations, and you get a big smiley face from all of us here at the station. I tell you, that's great news.
Yeah, it is.
And I know you will enjoy being able to just go out and see the world.
Well, it'd be better when I get my next one done.
Yeah, I bet you're anxious now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, most people are.
Very good. So you're going to do that pretty soon?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know when they're going to schedule my Friday.
Yeah, probably a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good luck to you.
Okay. Thank
you. Thanks. Glad you did well. Take care.
Thank you.
Well, that's exciting to hear somebody who says, yeah, it was just, I could see. I could see the stoplights and everything without glasses.
Yeah. Well, cataract surgery, like I said, has come a long way. And, of course, nowadays with the medications we use and the surgical technique, there's very little pain, or if any, and people recover rapidly. Which is really tremendous because, you know, it's a problem being where you can't see. And to have that kind of change that dramatically in just 15 minutes is a great thing to have happen.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago when we were getting that update on the situation in Smyrna,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned you had some additional material that... What is that? Because I don't have the notes with me.
Well, I wanted to tell you, this is an interesting story. Dr. McCabe and I saw a patient. What happened was this patient was about 15 years old, and he had been a patient of ours, and he had moved away out of state. And then he moved back, and I saw him in May of this year. And of course, his vision had changed a little bit. He came in for routine eye examination. But all of us examined him, he had this bump underneath his eyelid and on his lower right eyelid. And I asked him what that was, you know, and he said, I don't know what it is. And his mother said, well, do you think it's the BB that he got shot in the eye with?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, you know, I don't think so. I said, when did he get shot with a BB? She said he got shot with a BB in September, and it was May. So that's quite a big difference. So I put some drops in his eyes to numb his eye, and I looked down there. And sure enough, there was a little tiny brown thing I saw in there, and Dr. McCabe and I took a BB out of his eye. It was down between his eyelid and his eye on his right side. And it had been down in there for 9 months. And it was just truly amazing that he had been put up with, you know, the irritation from that. And we took it out. We took a picture of it. And, of course, I wrote an article in one of the journals about it because that's very unusual. But, you know, this time of year, a lot of parents are thinking about buying pellet guns and BB guns and airsoft rifles and stuff for their kids. And I'll tell you, that stuff is so bad. It doesn't take much to damage your eyes. And it only takes about 350 feet per second for a BB to damage your eye. And almost all kids will tell you that have had BB guns that they've been shot, either in the arm or the back or something. But if they get shot in the eye, it can cause a lot of damage. So please be careful with those kind of things and make sure that somebody that gets that kind of a weapon is mature enough to handle the consequences of something like that.
And I remember, as you were telling that story, I was thinking back to when I was a kid. We did play with BB guns.
Oh, yeah.
And I have been shot.
Sure.
With it, but thank goodness it was not in the eye. It was right in the arm and things like that. And it stung. But, I mean, if you're going to play cowboys or cops and robbers and stuff like that, that's what kids do, even if parents tell them not to. They do those things. Think back to your childhood, and then that may help you determine whether or not to give those out. that Broadway play where the kid says, "I want a BB gun," and his mom says, "Yeah, your eyes out."
Yeah, it's a Christmas story. It's 1984, I believe.
Yeah,
where he says that he wants to get a Red Ryder BB gun. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 893-1450 is our number. If you have any questions this morning, comments, give us a call. And that young boy was fortunate that the BB did not penetrate his eye.
Right. He's very fortunate. Of course, if he'd come to our office, I'd have found it. Of course, it's easy for me to say that. But I would have probably done a facial x-ray on him and just showed up.
Did he have any problems after the BB was out?
No. Actually, it came out, and he came back about 2 weeks later, and all the residual stuff, the residual staining that was down his conjunctiva disappeared from medication we'd given him, and he didn't have to have any more surgery or any problems at all.
You never know what is going to create an eye problem for you. I know that we were in your office one day for an appointment, and the person next to me was telling me how they had been out going through the woods and were on a hike, and a limb got into their eye, and they had to have some surgery there.
Right.
Let's go to the phones again. You're on WGNS with Bob Simon. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Excellent.
Good. I had cataract surgery in March, and now this eye, well, I had an infection in the eye immediately after the surgery. And now it seems that in the mornings when I wake up, I have a film over the eye, and I can't see clearly until I use my drops.
Okay. That's probably, you probably have what's called dry eye syndrome, which is common and very prevalent this time of year, because as the weather changes, the furnaces come on and things like that, and allergies can play a part in that. And if you put drops in there and it clears up, that's usually an indicator of dryness in your eyes. There are some very specific things we can do to solve that problem for you. They can be either drops or medicated drops, or sometimes we can put ointment in there at night and stuff like that can make a profound difference for you. So if you're having a problem, and it sounds like you are, it's concerning to you, then you need to probably come in. We can take a peek at you and see what we need to do, and I'll bet we can get you fixed up right away.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. And on that note, we're about a minute into the closing of the program. Any final thoughts you'd like to have, Dr. Simon?
Well, I want to thank all the people for Rutherford and Cannon counties for voting McCabe Vision Center, Dr. McCabe, and myself as the winners on the Ruthie's Awards again. It's really a comforting thought to know that the people in this community trust us with their eyesight. I have won 4 years in a row. Dr. McCabe's won 2 years in a row, and our office has won 4 years in a row. So It's gratifying to know that the people do appreciate what we do, and of course, we appreciate them.
Visiting with us today, Dr. Bob Simon from McCabe Vision Center. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock this morning, it's the Tribute to Veterans on the Murfreesboro Square, and that's going to be either inside or outside the courthouse, depending on whether it's raining at that time. My guess would be it has a pretty strong chance of being inside the courthouse, but we'll find out when we get there. That'll be at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll be broadcasting that live. Also, tomorrow at this time, Floyd Leonard, better known as Knee-High, will be sharing some musical memories with us. He was here on WGNS back when it came on the air some 65 years ago. Stay with us. Much more to come.